Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening and welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots right around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Cal Walters and Tom Claxton, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we are glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. We've got a great show coming up for you, but first we want to take some time for and mention some of our sponsors that make this show possible. We'd like to thank the Battleship, USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, the Charlie Wilson Agency, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Daphne's Hottest Place for Chow Now, and the Waterfront Restaurant at Number One Yacht Club Drive, the Medicare Lady, Miss Keisha Chambers, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. And thank you to all of our sponsors and to all of our great listeners. We cannot do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So join the discussion on Facebook. You can always check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more info on the topics of the day. Now, later on in SBN, we will speak with a very special guest, a Gold Star wife, Ms. Teresa Taylor, and the green and gold congressional aide to Congressman Barry Moore. She'll share her story with us as well as her role in Congressman Moore's office. We'll also have Miss Genevieve on from the USS Alabama Battleship talking about the Clydesdales. That's an awesome topic for us. But, and first we're going to go to step on the line with Miss Corey Gaston from the Waterfront Restaurant in Daphne. But, Corey, I want to hold on just a second. You know, okay. We as parents are just so proud to have kids. But then you take someone like myself, and then I have two precious children. They're both about ready to retire. One of them already has. Then I've got two great-grandsons. But my really glory in life is I have two great-grandchildren. I have a three-year-old young gentleman by the name of Nash Claxton. They just had a birthday over in Florida, and he's listening tonight on the radio. And he has a precious older sister, Miss Lucy Claxton, is 6 years old today. And I certainly want to take the time to wish both of them a very happy birthday, and that Papa will see them soon. And God bless them, and me and Nana love both of them. So you kids have a blessed night, have a great day, and Papa will see you all soon. But now we're going to step off the line here with Miss Corey Gaston. And, Corey, you've got so much stuff going on over there, and I saw you on TV. I'm going to have to get your autograph. You're getting so important here and getting such a publicity star. But you had something going, Joe Kane Canine. What the devil is all of that?
So we've got our third annual Joe Kane Parade and Party this Saturday at the Waterfront. It is a fundraiser for the Baldwin Humane Society, which they are strictly a donation-based animal shelters. They need all the support they can get. So we've done this for 3 years now for them, where you can bring your dog out, dress them in a costume, do a $25 donation to enter the parade. And at the end, we have a first, second, and third place prize we give out. We've got great little dog bowls and dog tags for them, and, of course, gift cards for their owners for them to win. But aside from that, it's just a great day with a good party. We've got live music out on the deck all day, food specials, drink specials. So it's a lot of fun with or without your fur best friend.
The fur babies. Yeah. But it's just awesome.
And we also have bringing dogs out that you can adopt, too. We also had two dogs last year that got adopted, and one had been there for a really long time. I think over a year almost had been in the shelter.
Okay.
And we got that dog adopted last year. So we're hoping that we can find some homes for some dogs, too, as well this Saturday.
Well, that's
going to be this Saturday.
Yes. You know, and
starts at 2.
Yeah. I was talking about my children and grandchildren a while ago. You know, to a lot of people, the fur babies are their children. And they spend a lot of time with them, and they're a lot of personal satisfaction to the fur baby owners. So that's a good deal that you guys are doing. But you have some other exciting things going on over there. You know, the Scuttlebutt Network radio program and Sean Sullivan will be there for the daytime show next Wednesday from 1 to 2 o'clock. So if you want to come over and agitate us or get aggravated or whatever, come on over to the waterfront and watch us do the show, and then we're going to have something to eat after a while and shoot the breeze. So we'd certainly enjoy having any of you come over that maybe haven't met or old friends that just want a yah-yah. Come on over and see us. So I know Sean's got a lot of good buddies that's on the air with him every day. And I'm sure
that's... Exactly, and if you've never been there, it's a beautiful place. So.
Oh, it is unbelievable. Now, the weather's getting right where you can utilize that outside porch, isn't it?
Yes, everyone's been sitting outside. It's been 70 degrees, and it's going to be 70 degrees for the next foreseeable future right now. And so everyone's sitting outside. It's just a great time of year.
It is just really, really awesome. You know, I was talking to you the other day, and I believe you said something about that if that facility could hold it. Is it just the outside portion or the total facility? We're talking about like 300 people or something?
The total facility is 300 people. Yes.
Darn. Well, you could put 200 of them on the porches.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It'd be a little tight, but we could put them out there, that's for sure.
Well, the thing that I like about it, and if our listeners haven't had a chance to go over it, number one, you got some unbelievable food, but the atmosphere is just outstanding. And but the location on the outside porches, and all of us used to love to go to his because it was on the water. And now we have this facility that's like three times or four times bigger than what Ed's was. And it's certainly a lot newer and more modern up to date. Y'all have done an unbelievable job with that and making sure all of that stuff is squared away. But you can separate that into certain areas where they'll be private for companies that maybe want to have some kind of little, you know, summer party or get-togethers over there, our families.
Oh, yeah, we've got lots of different locations in the restaurant that we can section off. We can do, you know, as small as like a group of 20. And then we've got other spots that will hold 40 to 50, and then some that will hold up to 60. So
okay.
You don't have to rent the whole restaurant. You can just get a little portion of it if you'd like.
Right. Then you can have your own little group out there. And you know, even though there's that many people or the possibility of that many people being in that facility, it won't bother y'all because you'll have your own private area.
Exactly. I mean, we do lots of, you know, birthday parties, bridal showers, rehearsals, you name it, and we've pretty much done it there, I think.
That's just awesome. Well, we appreciate all the things that you all are doing and all the things that you do for our veterans. I know that South Alabama Veterans Council met over there the other day, and they had about 65, 70 people there and had a great day. And I know that MOA, meaning my Military Officers Association of Alabama, meets over there a couple of times a year. So we see more and more of our units come over there. And the other thing that you've done for our veterans, I think you've got a new flag assembly and all there.
We did. Miss Fran brought me a flag over just this week. And so the groups no longer have to bring their own flags in, but they can start off their meetings with the pledge.
Right.
I've always got a flag on the top of my building.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Now we've got one inside that they can use for different meetings.
Well, we had the pleasure with P.L. Wilson Detachment of the Marine Corps League of putting up the new flag, you know, and having your flag day and your grand opening over there for the event. That was really gracious. I think you had a charity for one of the organizations that y'all worked with there and continue to work with. And we appreciate it. Again, we appreciate what you're doing for our vets. That's just, and you'll see our vets show up over there, and thank you for what you're doing.
Well, we thank them for their service.
Thank you, ma'am. Waterfront Restaurant, number one Yacht Club Drive in Daphne, Alabama. Awesome facility. We're going to take this short break, and we'll be right back.
Hit a lick against what's wrong, or say a word for what's right, even though you get walloped for saying that word. Now, I may sound like a Bible beater yelling up a revival at a river crossing camp meeting, but that don't change the truth none. There's right and there's wrong. You gotta do one or the other. You do the one and you're living. You do the other and you may be walking around, but you're dead as a beaver hat.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the show. It's a pleasure to have Ms. Genevieve Harris on here with us tonight. She's the representative from the USS Alabama battleship, and I have the pleasure of being able to interview her on the days that we do remotes over there. But we were over there this past Wednesday, and one of the things that she brought to our attention was, and we've seen some of the advertising locally, that the Clydesdale horses are going to be at the battleship. Ms. Genevieve, give us a little insight on this, on how long they're going to be there and what it costs to pay to see them, and et cetera.
Well, hi. Thank you for having me, Tom. So this week, they actually started able to do the public viewing today. They'll be here all through the weekend and then also on Monday. And we have, they can see them tomorrow from 10 to 3 p.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Monday.
It's 10 to 3 p.m. on all of those days that you just outlined?
Yes, sir. And then also, if they, you can also check them out on our website as far as the times are concerned.
Will they be able to do take some pictures with them? I mean, I don't know how close they can get to them. I mean, are they going to have to see them from a distance? How does that work?
Yeah, right now they're in their stable, so you can't get too close to them, but you can get close enough to see them in person and get pictures.
Okay, cool. All right. So what is it? What's the fee to get in there to see them?
So you pay for parking, and our parking fee is $5 per car, and if you have an RV, it's $30.
Okay. But just at $5 for a whole carload. So in other words, a family can come see the horses for $5.
Yeah.
That's just awesome. Well, Stevie's Restaurant. Will it be open during those times if they want to come in and have a lunch or something at Stevie's Restaurant?
Yes, sir. It'll be open from 10 to 4.
And the gift shop as well?
Yes, sir. It'll be open. And also, while you're there, you can come in tour the battleship during that time.
That's awesome. Okay. And when you do that, you'd have to go through, you get a ticket for go through the pavilion in the battleship. But it's just unbelievable that you can have those. I mean, this is a world famous touring group, these horses are. I mean, they're known all over the world. And then for them to be there, and you can get close enough to them, not in a parade, but I'm sure they're going to be in some parades, but you can get close enough to them where you can get pictures with them. And we're talking about $5 for a carload. I mean, for a family. That's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, we certainly appreciate what y'all are doing with the battleship. You and the director and all the fine people there. And we enjoy doing the remotes on the battleship. And we appreciate the battleship being one of our fine sponsors here on the Scuttlebutt Network. Thank you so much, lady, for calling in with us.
Thank you.
All right. Have a blessed day.
You too.
All right. Now we've got a voice here that you're probably going to recognize. We have a little lady that's going to be on here with us that's so knowledgeable, so many fingers in so many pies, that in working with our veterans, and she is a Coast Guard Gold Star wife, as well as Green and Gold Congressional aide and a veterans advocate. Ms. Teresa Taylor, give us a little insight about how you became a Gold Star wife.
I will be happy to. And thank you for having me on tonight. Love your program and what it does for the veterans in our area. And there's quite a few. And the military family in Lower Alabama is tight-knit. We all know each other. And I'm very proud to have raised my children here and just love the work that we all get together and do. That leads me to the role I'm currently serving in at this time. I work for Alabama District 1 Congressman Barry Moore as the Green and Gold Congressional Aide. And so what that means is that my role is such that I work also out of a program out of D.C. that gives a voice across congressional districts across the nation. I'm actually the only one in the state of Alabama, but there's several throughout, and it's to give a voice to military families and the veterans and retirees, anyone who's ever served, that strategic voice within Congress, because really we all know that many of the decisions that are made, they affect military families, they affect the active duty veterans and the retirees. And D.C. every now and then gets it right, and they right. realize that they need to know, they need to give a special, specific attention to the constituents.
Right.
And give them a way to go back and forth with their elected officials. So the Green and Gold program was born out of that. So I report to Congressman Moore, and he was wise enough to know that, yes, I would love to have a Green and Gold congressional aide in my office. So I get to have two bosses, and they're both great. And I've learned so much doing this. Essentially, what I do is help veterans that may be working with the VA and having some issues, or maybe not having an issue, but just wanting to know some more things. So we all know the Veteran Administration does great work, but it's not known for being an easy thing to navigate.
Right, right.
Therefore, I can come in and advocate on behalf of veteran constituents. For example, maybe they've been to visit their veteran service officer and learn that, yep, I should file for a disability claim. I have done that, but I haven't heard back, and I don't know what's going on with my claim. They could call me and let me know that. There's a very simple privacy release form, one page. I can email it to them. They send it back, and then I can inquire on their behalf directly to the VA and get updates on what's going on with whatever it is that whatever action they've taken. So it's been quite rewarding to get to do this on behalf of veterans and even military spouses, retirees, dependents, anyone that's connected to the military and may or may not have an issue, or any case, anything that you have a case with any federal agency, I'm happy to help. And so it's, again, just been a pleasure to get to do that. My story is such that my husband served in the U.S. Coast Guard. He was an H-65 pilot, and he lost his life serving in a training accident, but doing what he loved right here in Mobile Bay. So it's been very important to me. That happened in, 2012. This month, it was in February, so this month will make 14 years. And in fact, Tom, I was thinking about today, I don't know if you noticed, the fog was really bad yesterday.
Yes, it was.
On the causeway.
Right.
Yeah, well, it's that February fog that Mobile Bay is known for. It was just a training accident. Again, you think of combat, you think of battle, foreign wars, and all of those fronts are definitely important. But people serve right here at home.
Sure.
Training is just as dangerous.
It is.
People give their lives. that way. So, you know, that was a day that definitely changed the trajectory of my life. My boys were very little when that happened, only 4 and 7 years old, and we had a very happy marriage. We loved doing the military Coast Guard life and moving from, you know, duty station to duty station and just loving life. And then, you know, one day,
all of that
wake
changes.
Up and everything changes.
It's yeah,
absolutely.
Changes, yes.
But it is. But through it all, God's been very good, and He's never left us and continued to show me what it means to truly serve and in the way that my husband did. So, in one way or another, I've just stayed connected to the military world through volunteering, through just sharing my story. You know, I've worked a little bit with Vets Recover, the wonderful organization with Kent Davis and John Kilpatrick here in Mobile, and that was just way too much fun, loving to serve
right.
that way. And so I just feel very fortunate that out of some tragedy, some really good things have come along, and here I am today working for Congressman Moore and still serving veterans. So
yes.
It's just,
well, you know, one of the things that they really don't realize and understand because they haven't been exposed to it. I had the chance to talk to the previous congressman that held that position. He was from here in Mobile area, Brother Jerry Carl.
And
I asked Jerry. I said, "Okay, you got all these people in the office." I said, "What do you spend your time doing?" He says, "Would you believe that 80% of the time that my people spend in my office it has to do with veteran-related items?" I said, "Do what?" That's just unbelievable. But at the same time, now being a veteran and being involved in the local veterans events and everything, doing this show for 15 years, we realize that our veterans have that many problems. And they have a lot of questions and a lot of things that need to be answered, and we don't really have somebody to bounce it off of. And that's one of the things that I pray that maybe we can do tonight, that you could just highlight some of the areas that are available to our vets, and as you say, how to get in touch with you. So we're going to have to take a break here, get a word from these glorious sponsors that we have to help keep us on the air. And you've been involved with that with the show that you were on for all these years. So we will be returning here shortly. And on the other side of Scuttlebutt Network, we'll have Ms. Teresa Taylor back with us.
Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back. Thank you for joining us tonight on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, A Voice of the Veterans for Veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM. And we want to thank the fine folks that helped make this show possible. The battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, where they've got the Clydesdale's horses over there this week. Alabama Pipe and Supply, our sea lawyer Colin Kimberly, and all the folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly. Miss Keisha Chambers, the Medicare lady, and Daphne's newest eatery, the Waterfront Restaurant at Number 1 Yacht Club Drive. The Charlie Wilson Insurance Agency and Serenity Funeral Homes and Gardens. Again, we are joined by the Gold Star wife and the green and gold congressional aide to Congressman Barry Moore, Ms. Teresa Taylor. Teresa, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been my pleasure.
It's really neat, though, to have you and have some of the knowledge that you have attained. Your history within itself would give you a real staunch idea about what is available for a wife that has lost their mate and their husband in a and a death here within the branches of service. And basically, I would think 95% of it all is all the same. But maybe you could give us a little, just highlight some of that area. But then there's so many other areas I'd like to get on with you in the rest of the show.
That's right. And again, you mentioned MOA and some of those groups that, you know, service our veteran families.
Right. Yeah.
We've always known, and we are constantly advocating and trying to share awareness that often this is what happens. The active duty member themselves, and then, they'll maybe serve and then retire and then they'll become a retiree. They have a very good working knowledge, usually, of what they have
right.
have in retirement, what benefits they've earned, and where that lands. There's a huge gap, however, between what the spouses actually know.
Yes.
Particularly in active duty members.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you think about their younger families, they're working, they're busy, half the time they're deployed. You know, it's a lot going on. And then you think that knock on the door is not going to come to you, but then it might.
It does.
And if it does, who's left there? Is the widow needing to know what in the world, where do I start,
right.
what do I do?
Right.
So I would love to brag on MOA, the Military Officers Association of America. There's women that have come before me many years and worked very hard on Capitol Hill to actually change legislation to make things better, and they've done a great job. But there's still a really big knowledge gap between what
mm-hmm.
service members think their family member knows and what they actually do know.
Right.
So there are things you can do to educate yourself if you are maybe a spouse, or maybe you're a dependent and you have maybe an aged parent who you're like, I know my dad served in the military, but I don't know, does she have any benefits?
Right.
There's a lot of good ways just to get your head around what is available by visiting a veteran service officer. And there's some all throughout Baldwin and Mobile County. And if you don't know really where to start with that, there's, the World Wide Web is for everyone, but still that's something you could call my office and I could point and direct you toward a veteran service officer and just to help you know what's actually available to me. Then my role would come in after that visit has been made. You could call me back and I can help you with if you have any kinds of, you did maybe find out, I do have a pension I could look into, or maybe there is a disability benefit that I didn't realize that I could file for. Maybe there's burial benefits. I mean, they go on and on, and I definitely...
What about children?
Through them all, but I can share a few.
And what about children?
Yes, dependents. Actually, a lot of times we, at our office, sometimes it can be really technical adding a dependent, especially if someone's maybe deployed and then maybe there's an adoption. You know, not everything's cut and dry, and sometimes it can
right.
become difficult to communicate all that to the VA, keep your benefits turned on, and just make sure everything is correct. So some of the main things I do casework, just a lion's share of a lot of the things I've had success helping our local veterans navigate, is like providing monthly progress reports back to you on any benefit case or appeal. Like a lot of times you may get something from the VA and, you have evidence where you're like, no, that's just not right. There's an appeals process and there's a board of appeals. And it can be lengthy, but it can also be a successful way, again, to get your benefits that you've earned. Not easy to navigate, but that's something where our office, Congressman Moore, can advocate on your behalf while you're going through that appeals process. So we have that. We can assist veterans that maybe you're doing what's called travel pay claims with community care appointments. Again, a lot of times, obtaining your health care, it's not just one-stop shop. You have to go to different places, and the VA will reimburse you, but then often you get stuck in the cog of the paperwork, and somehow you haven't been paid, and you just need maybe a congressional inquiry be done on those kind of things. We can help you with if you're having VA pharmacy issues or maybe trying to get an appointment scheduled with a provider and you're having trouble with that. Widow pension applications and benefits. Again, I'm a military widow. I know exactly how it feels, and you are dependent on those earned benefits to survive, to feed your kids.
Sure, you've got to have
your household going. So, yeah, I know about that. In fact, I have one really cool success story where I helped a lady. She was close to my age, had a child about my age, and same thing had happened to her, but she had survived all these years and for whatever reason never had obtained her survivor benefit.
Oh,
I honestly don't know how she made it. But long story short, we kept going. We filed. We did these things. I inquired and tried to help as much as I could. I didn't have a good feeling. I thought, man, this is just too much stuff. I don't know if they're going to come back. But I will say a successful case, you know, you like to brag on the VA when they do well. They found the mistake. They corrected it. And they retropaid her for all those years of,
oh my Lord,
of the benefit she should have been earned. You know, and so, I mean, that was life-changing. And, again, I don't know. Again, like, it's amazing that she was able to to make it all that time. But still, it's good when you can come back and correct mistakes and right a wrong. Again, these are earned benefits. This is, you know, this is already a benefit that belongs to the member or the family member. But sometimes it gets stuck in the system, and so it's just, you know, been a reward to get to bring those dollars back to the veteran constituents.
Right,
and then,
right.
You know, there's the education wing of the VA, GI Bill, post 9/11 GI Bill. There's a new thing out called the Rudsill Act. Many people are questioning and having inquiring about that. You know, legislation is always changing. The VA. I mean, stuff is moving all the time, and I try to stay on top of what things are going on. So when people call in, again, I can point and direct. And then if you do have an appeal, a case, or you're trying to apply for a benefit, I'm happy to put congressional interest on it and just help it move along.
Well, that's one that's one of the biggest things I think that our veterans have had and are having.
Mm-hmm.
Problems with is the fact that when they do get a claim file with the VA, and then they come back and say that you didn't fill out form numbers such and such and such and such, and then you've got to have this to put on that form, and all they go like, what the hell? I don't know. I mean, some of us older people, we get really frustrated and flustered with trying to go through all of this paperwork because that's not our gig, you know. When we came up, we didn't have all the paperwork, you know, and we didn't have all the computers and stuff. So
That's right.
Being able to get into touch with someone like yourself, or if you have a lawyer group that is handling your case, then they will handle this. They'll call you and tell you what you need, find it and get it to me, and I'll file a form for you. I'll help you file a form.
Right. And again, I like to explain the casework we do as, from our office, we cannot actually go ahead of an action and do an action.
Yeah. All right, Tracy.
But we can go right behind you and help it move along.
All right. Hold on just a second. And we'll come back. And on the other side of our break, we'll have some more information from this gracious lady that is so knowledgeable. And we certainly thank her for being on board with us tonight.
Absolutely.
Of the green beret, silver wings. Upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret.
Check your front step, check your overfield, maneuver, diamond, there I go, a low transition, right turn out, 86, diamond up there, 16, let's turn them up.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network Radio program. It's our pleasure and distinct. I have this glorious lady here with us today, Miss Gold Star, our wife, Miss Teresa Taylor, from a representative from Congressman Barry Moore's office, I think in the Bay Minette area. And that being said, Teresa, you were running along there doing an awesome job, but there's so many other areas that our veterans are having problems with, and I know one of the areas is the older people having like some home health care and all, and it trying to get the information from the VA is like pulling golden hen's teeth. I've just been slammed from them in trying to get a representative from them to come on and give us a little insight on that and some phone numbers and areas that our guys could call to find out and the wives of these veterans that are trying to get some health care, some home care at home, and other benefits that are available to them at that time. And there's, I understand that there's even some possible benefits for the wives of these vets that may be bedridden or needed some home health care.
There are such things called aid in attendance they're helpful. I would recommend, again, now I can't advise.
Well, you can just highlight the areas that we need to investigate.
That's right. But I do know that, yes, there are those things that are available because I've worked certain cases that way. The DAV offices are really good. They're a good veteran service organization. So, again, I can't praise the VSOs enough. They're actually the key piece as well, to get any veteran or military member's family started with whatever it is that they are seeking or whatever questions they need to be answered. Those are good places. Now, you can call my office and I will try to help at some point, but I can't really give any advice necessarily.
Right.
I can go behind you, though, when you have figured out, yes, this action has been taken, that is the time you would definitely call me. And
right.
So I would love to direct the caller or the listeners to our website. Is really good. It's just barrymore.house.gov. And you can see where we have, Barry's a veteran, so to him, it's important that constituents and veterans particularly have access to people like me. So it's not just me. There's actually, let's see, six district offices. Well, five. You don't want to count D.C. No one's going to drive up to D.C.
No.
But there's five. There's five district offices in the District 1. So there's two in Baldwin County, and there's one in Mobile. And all those addresses are on that website. So you can go to Bay Minette, Foley, or Mobile on Highway 90 if you're in the Mobile Baldwin area. But we also have office up in Andalusia and in Dothan. So, again, part of it is connecting with your VSO and actually, seeing what benefits need to be applied for or maybe something needs to be appealed, whatever that is. And then you can, contact us and we'll be able to help you. We can help you with any federal agency. I speak on a lot on the VA because I get to kind of focus on that, but any federal agency our office can help you with. So, you think about this time of year, you're getting your taxes, ducks in a row. IRS is something that affects veterans as well. So maybe you have an IRS issue and maybe you need some constituent advocacy in that realm. Maybe you're a veteran and you need to get your passport updated and you're having trouble. Passport services, that's something our office works on. Social Security, that's a big one. We do a lot of casework for Social Security. So, again, I'm always yapping about the VA because I get to focus on that. But you can call me and I could, direct you we could help you probably with any federal agency.
And that's kind of where we're at, Teresa. We need a source of an area that we can call and connect with and say, here's my problem. Who do you recommend that I might contact? And do you by chance have any information as far as to an email address and or a phone number that I could call to make this happen? Now, that being said, from what I can see after all these years in dealing with it, once we file that claim, once we file with that group or that party or that division of the VA and or any other federal government thing, once we do that and we have a problem, then that's where your office can get involved.
There you go. Absolutely. Or it doesn't even have to be escalated necessarily to a huge problem. Maybe it's just you haven't heard back.
Right, right.
You know, and you want an update. And so, you know, that's fine. And then maybe you do have a full-on problem where you're like, oh, yeah, this is just wrong, and I need some help here.
Sure.
The process. Yeah, so anywhere in between. But, yes, after an action has been completed, you can call us, and we definitely can look into it for you and then just, you know, put congressional interest, make an inquiry on your behalf if need be. That's right.
Right. Well, I've actually had the occasion to where some of our veterans are on active duty, and they got into some legal problems, and the parents weren't able to get any information whatsoever, and even the assigned JAG officer, you know, they gave the name of him and his contact number, but trying to get information from him was like pulling those golden hen teeth. But once I retained that information as to who, what, when, where, I was able to get in touch with the congressional office and guys like yourself. And, you know, it wasn't about 2 days later, I had information actually, they got back with the person that needed the information. They didn't have to call me, and they didn't. But my person that had the problem called and says, okay, that's great. Now I know what's going on. And, you know, we know how to handle this, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we'll be very quick to tell you if it's something that we can't help you with.
Sure.
And, you know, honestly, like many things are not in our jurisdiction to help. And
we need guidance, Teresa. We need guidance.
That's right. But we're happy to, we will always call you back. And again, email is a wonderful thing. All of that, we're very accessible. So anytime there's questions, you know, we'll do our best to answer, even if it's not always the best answer that you want to get. Sometimes just getting an answer is helpful.
We just need somebody to say something. Tell me something, you know? But no, all right, let's do this. Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Let's do this. And then you could go ahead with what you had. I need your contact information. I need you to give it 2 or 3 times. We got about 3 minutes left. And if you can get that out 2 or 3 times, where people have a chance to get a pen or pencil or whatever, or log it into their phones or on their tablets that they have with them. And let's do that so that they can contact you or your people in your office.
That's right. The best place to go is Barry Moore, and that's with an E, B-A-R-R-Y-M-O-O-R-Y-R-R-E, I'm sorry, R-E, barrymoore.house.gov.
.house.gov?
Correct.
Okay.
That's the website, and every district office address and phone number is there at the bottom. It's easy to find. You don't have to scroll around. It's just all at the bottom. And then my email, you can always reach me at my email.
All right.
And it's teresa.taylor@mail.house.gov.
Mail, you told me M-I-L?
Yes, sir.
M-I-L?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. .house.gov?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyone out there listening, please give any office a call. Email me, again, teresa.taylor@mail.house.gov. And again, we'll be happy to try and answer your questions. And if we can help you, we would be glad to. Some of the fun things we do, I always like to leave on fun things. We also, for the young people, students, we do, if you are, know someone maybe thinking of going to a service academy, awesome. You know, like Naval awesome. Academy, we do military academy nominations. So maybe you know someone who might be like, you know, sophomore, junior in high school, thinking about that. Call our office. We can send you a packet to let you know what you need to know about military academies. That's kind of fun. Also, Eagle Scout commendation requests. We can help with those. There's a lot of things that our offices can do.
Run through it real quick. Want to get on top of this. Go ahead.
Okay. It's barrymore.house.gov.
Barrymore.house.gov. Thank you so much. Yep. We will have you back
on. Thank
you. You're we'll precious and you're just full of knowledge. God bless you.
Well, thank you, sir.
And sorry for your loss of your husband.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And God bless you, too. Thank you, Tom.
Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. Hoorah.